Male, early 30s, brown hair, average weight, stabbed by a hag, wound appears infected.
Doctor, the patient has sustained a penetrating trauma and impaled object located in the deltoid region of the left right shoulder.
Get pressure on that wound. I need a trauma kit, stat!
We could just pee on it.
The object appears to have entered through the anterior aspect.
We can't pull it out. It'll cause more damage. Stabilize the shaft.
We could just pee on it.
It's potentially traversing the glenohumeral joint.
Someone get imaging. I need to see what's under there.
Guys, did we just pee on it?
Oh my gosh, get out of here.
Who are you? Welcome back to Roleplay Rookies! Last time on Roleplay Rookies, we went into Toby's mind to expel the corruption that was taking him over because Brock's first plan of peeing on him didn't work? Go figure. After that, our dandelion friend set out to help us recall our lost memories by sending us to a post-apocalyptic Earth. Join us this time to see what happens.
It's not because of the way you said it. It's because of the inflections you do. Every time, they make me laugh so hard.
And also, he was looking for a laugh, and we all agreed we had to be quiet.
I held it in, laugh constipation. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to
laugh. Laugh constipation.
You looked at us like, I'm using laugh. Monkeys?
I don't want to
I usually get an audience.
No, I was trying so hard because... I thought it would ruin it, but if you want me to laugh, I'll laugh.
No, it's fine. It's fine. As long as you cut off the little bit I did badly.
I'll grab the laugh that we do in every episode, and I'll just put it right in.
Like, every time Nate talks from now,
But yeah, you guys have find out what happened to your characters. So you guys excited for that? You guys looking forward to it?
I'm still unsure if this is like our actual memories or we're still in like a new mindscape. Because last time we were in Toby's mindscape, and you know, that was a trip.
Well, I'll tell you this is your actual memories.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I think
and
this will
also
be fun.
Terrifying.
Yeah, I think the this world will be fun for a lot of reasons. It'll be fun because it'll help making role play the characters more natural.
Yeah.
But also the chemistry between them will become a little more natural just knowing a bit more about each person.
What happened?
Yeah, I think
we're going to be focusing on every single one of you today, so I think it'll be fun. All right. So last episode, you guys talking about how the world is ending. There is this guy named Steve, and he did take over the United States. And he said for the entire world to hunt you down, to kill every single one of you, if they want a place on his kingdom. Now, I'm going to focus on each one of you individually, and we're going to start off with our friend Brock. So Brock, tell us, where are you when this entire thing happened? Tell us a little bit what Brock is doing. And where he is.
Yes. Brock is currently... So Brock is in his mansion in the middle of nowhere, essentially. It's a very secluded modern home.
I'm sorry, his mansion?
His mansion.
He just has a mansion. Okay.
One of many, actually. He's just sitting in his theater room eating junk food, like pizza rolls and lemonade.
Can I ask a real quick question?
Yeah.
Is Brock Hurley from Lost?
No.
You're not allowed to make any more Lost references. All right. That was such a disappointment. I have trauma. Okay, sorry.
No, so he is, so basically he's just sitting there and he's watching the news on this big screen. And he sees his, what was it, their faces popped up?
Yeah, the picture. It was like four pictures of you guys.
Four pictures. Okay, so his picture popped up on there, and he like, you know, that just classic, that classic thing where he's like just lounging on his back, like up against his couch, and his mouth is full of food, and then he sees his face, and it just, he just kind of spits it out everywhere. He's like, what the heck? But that's where he is. That's what he's doing.
Okay. What do you do? Like, what's your reaction? The whole world is about to hunt you down. That's what this creepy guy said.
Well, I knew this day would happen. So
that makes sense, actually.
Most
Wait, sorry. Specifically that you were going to get hunted down?
Or no, I
know that the world was going to end. Essentially, oh, okay, is what so I was
like prepping
for
the end of the world.
Exactly. Okay, gotcha. And so, I mean, there a lot goes on in Brock's life. Well, I would actually say the opposite of that. There's not a lot that goes on in Brock's life. He basically, when he was younger, got super ridiculously rich off of cryptocurrency. And it was on accident, really. He heard a guy bought something with pizza. He wasn't around to have a credit card from his parents. And so he's just decided
He's the pizza guy who got sold. Do you guys know that
story? No.
Oh, he's
not. Oh, no. So, I mean, similarly, except he kept it. He didn't pay for the pizza because he didn't get that far.
Oh, okay.
And so basically it got to the point where everyone's like, Bitcoin and all that stuff. And then he goes onto his computer. He's like, oh, look, I have like $600 million. Anyway, so he's doing that.
He's the only crypto bro who it's ever gone well for.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's gone well. But anyway, so obviously everything – like he's like, I've prepared for this. He's been like, I've been training mentally for this moment, right? Not very physically at that point, honestly. But he has an underground bunker beneath his mansion.
Oh.
Yep. Yep.
Like a bat cave then.
Exactly. And that is actually one of his idols.
Wait, what?
Believe it or not.
Batman?
Batman. He says, if anyone can save the world, who would it be?
Wait, so he has like Christian Bale on standby?
There's a lot of Batman. He has Batman Beyond. He has all of the Batmans down in his basement. The suits, of course.
Specifically, he has the Batmans in the
basement. That's what I was thinking. Like, does he like
chained to the radiator, begging for mercy?
Please, I have a family.
Please kill me.
So he goes downstairs. He's just prepped for this moment, and he goes and he picks out the Batman that he actually made personally. It's not in any lore or anything like that. It's kind of a combination of
a Batman suit.
A Batman suit, exactly.
The one he uses at Comic-Con?
Exactly. Oh, okay. Exactly. It's kind of a mix between a Star Wars Mandalorian and a Batman, you know? They kind of like mush those together.
We're going to get such cool fan art.
But he puts that suit on and he keeps saying to himself, I am Batman. I am Batman. I am Batman. And he keeps doing that so that he can mentally take on that role.
Learning a lot about Brock.
Right? Is this crazy? How many of you thought this was going to go this way?
I didn't think Brock was rich.
The night
he
is young.
He is psyching himself up for this.
So yeah. He basically just goes onto his super computer and then starts
ChatGPT.
What would Batman do in this situation? No. So he has this massive, you know how like in the Batcave, he has like that giant monitor and then tons of monitors on the side. Mm-hmm. It's very much like that.
And there's a waterfall.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And he's invested in a lot. I mean, he's hired some pretty sophisticated people who've worked for the government, and he has a whole hacking system for cameras and surveillance within about 500 miles of his home.
I have one question. Is he jacked like Batman would be?
No, he's about 200-300 pounds.
Okay.
He puts the armor and goes...
have you guys seen Big Hero? Was it Big Hero 6?
Oh, what's his name?
Baymax. It's very similar to that scene.
That he just like sucks it up.
Exactly.
Your biceps become huge.
Exactly. And so he's essentially he's surveilling the area for any intruders because he bought a lot of land. Like, take into account that it's like hundreds of acres around him. So there should be no one there. So he should know if someone's coming around because of all the equipment that he's installed. So he's just waiting at that point for his either time to attack or defend himself or to go and save the world.
Okay. So you wait for an hour or so, and then you see a mysterious figure with a cloak. Mm-hmm. And this person looks up at the camera, waves, and it summons a giant axe, and it cuts to your gate.
Okay. I send my drone.
One drone?
My bat drone. My surveillance bat drone.
Oh, gosh dang it.
Okay. What does it do? Is it just like a camera that gets close?
It surveils.
A
I think the word is survey.
Okay, okay.
Survey.
He's rich enough to add that to the dictionary.
It's a new word. Surveils. All right, surveils.
This person just keeps walking.
He's walking okay. He realizes at this point he's not as actually prepared.
I have a drone. I don't know what to do with it, but I have a drone. That's awesome.
So essentially now he feels like he needs to go and approach this person and scare them off. And so he jumps into his Batmobile.
Okay.
And he has one of those garage things where it's like the driveway lifts up, you know, and you can like launch out of the driveway. So he just... burns in, he just jumps out of that driveway. He goes speeding towards this person. And he's like, you know what? What would really intimidate her is my driving skills. And so he tries to do donuts, but instead of doing a donut, he goes and turns right and he goes straight into a stream and crashes into the stream.
I was going to make him roll for it, but...
he just nat one to me.
Yeah, he just nat one himself. So I'm like, okay, so you crash.
This guy's life is a natural nat one, except for the nat 20 he had years ago. It's just been nat one since.
Brock, you crash, and this person walks right next to you, and you hear like a female voice, and she goes, what's going on here? What? Hey.
I am Batman.
And she lifts her hood, and you see two horns coming out of it, and her left eye is completely made of fire and lava. And she goes, I'm Ash.
I'm Batman.
I'm sorry, I'm looking for a Brock.
Okay, so just quick, this is Jordan wondering. Is this woman beautiful, or is she like a hag? I need to get this.
This is the tiefling lady.
This is the tiefling.
Okay, so she's hot.
Have you seen Baldur's Gate?
Have you seen Baldur's Gate? Have you played Baldur's Gate?
Yeah.
She's like a half
Karlach.
She's Karlach.
She's like Karlach.
Karlach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is she, Jordan?
Is she hot or not?
Yeah, Jordan.
Got to learn about Jordan.
Are you a Karlach guy or a Shadowheart of a guy?
I'm more of a Shadowheart guy.
I'm definitely team Karlach for what it's worth.
Painted ourselves into a corner there, Jordan. All
right. Anyway, so I use, but obviously I see this devil-like creature and it's the end of the world and people are hunting me. So I reach into my utility belt and grab a smoke bomb.
Okay.
And I try to throw it down and disappear.
Okay, she throws a dagger at you or she teleports right next to you?
Is there still smoke?
Yes. Oh, she's behind you.
I roll away.
Okay.
He rolls away.
Roll me the 20 because we don't have a set anymore.
Three.
Okay. You Dark Souls Pharaoh. And she just...
roll.
You know what I'm talking about? That he's just boom.
He's a clunky
chest. Can it at least be into tall grass so that I can like army crawl
yes,
my way?
Yes, I'll give that to you.
Would you quit hurting grass?
But you're doing so slowly because of your three that she's just walking to catch up to you.
Okay, I keep just repeating it to myself. It's like one of those
mantras.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman. And I just keep crawling.
Okay, you keep crawling and then you realize that you're not moving because she has to pick you up from the floor. And she goes, hi, I'm looking for Brock.
I'm Brock.
And she takes off your mask.
She can't do that. Why not?
Can't.
I'm Batman.
I believe you just admitted that you're Brock, so mask privilege is gone.
Brock, you don't know me, but I think your life is in danger, and I want to save you.
So, I mean, like, you're not trying to hunt me down?
No. Actually, I don't know what's trying to hunt you down. I just know that thing is dangerous, and if he wants you dead, you might be important, so I want to keep you alive.
How do I know that you just don't want to kill me and gain my trust and backstab
Brock,
me when I'm in my Batcave and you can steal all of my stuff?
Brock, you show up screaming, I'm Batman. You crash your vehicle to a tree and then you throw a smoke bomb. You roll very slowly and your army crawl away from me. And I walk 3 feet to catch up to you. So if I want you dead, you'll be dead by now.
Fair enough.
That's a compelling argument.
Also, let's bring up the fact that you weighed 200 to 300 pounds and she just picked you up with one arm.
That is true.
That is true.
Odds are she's probably going to keep you alive if she wants to or kill you if she wants to.
Okay, and I look at her and I'm just like, just don't touch my stuff.
I don't care for your stuff, Brock.
Oh, you will. And then does she put me down at this point, or am I still?
Yeah, there? Yeah. She puts
me
down.
Is she still in like a? Am I in like a nuclear wedgie still?
No. That's not what I had in my mind. But she puts you down.
Now it
okay.
Is.
I brush myself off, gain my composure. I say, "Come with me," and then I take her to my base.
This 300-pound man. We assume he had composure at some point.
Wait, now this is like, he drove to get there. This is like, oh.
I can't take my car.
we get back, and Brock's like.
As I open up a pixie stick. Need some of that extra energy.
All right, we get you a cave, and he goes, "You guys, do you know who the other three are?"
Actually, I do. I've known them long ago.
Okay, do you know where they are? Because I need to find them.
I always know where they are.
Wait, what?
What?
Do we know that you know?
Come with me. Clearly I take him not. To my supercomputer.
Okay.
Sorry, take her to the supercomputer. And I type in bros before hoes.
Oh, my gosh.
No, initiate. Bros before hoes. It gets rid of everything, and then now it is a picture of everyone's home.
What?
He's got some fingers on us. I don't.
You guys were my best friends. I have to make sure you're not.
10 years ago.
Okay.
You guys lost touch. We talked about this before.
They lost touch.
Oh my god!
I never moved on.
You know, I feel like $600 million doesn't go as far as you think it does.
We lost touch with Brock. Point. He lost touch with
maybe
reality.
It's not the highest Batman quality, but.
I like how Batman everything is the I
made,
pinnacle.
Everything I made was probably in China.
Nothing
or,
is
sorry,
better
bot.
Than Batman.
Yeah.
Some Batman sort of pinnacle. Sweatshop.
Okay, it was. Oh. He has a lot of stuff, but it's not high quality.
Exactly.
Like how the Batmobile didn't beat a tree.
Oh, you said you had like, what, $600 million?
No, that's what I started out with.
Oh, okay. I was like, I could see how maybe
his that Batmobile was just a Toyota Camry with like fins on it.
Oh, that got me good.
How do you see into my mind?
Toyota. Okay, so she looks like, oh, this is really good. Okay, we need to save every single one of them. Okay, so I'm gonna go pick them up. But you stay here, right? Make sure that no one else gets in. And definitely, if you see someone, lock yourself in this cave. Don't go out. Try to fight.
I can tell you where exactly they are.
Oh, cool.
Take her
how
there
many
with
cameras
do
you have?
Jet.
It's not cameras, it's trackers at that point. Now, what I did was every month I actually order Domino's to each of their homes and put a little microchip inside of there. They just thought they were getting lucky because they never had to pay for pizza. Luckily, they were always eating the pizza themselves and...
Wait,
we're
you do this,
like
you do this. You do this every month?
Every month they have a free pizza. They don't know who it's from.
We're done once? We're done the trick? It's just one microchip.
No, I mean, it has to go. It goes through. Like, you have to keep replacing it.
I kind of hate how...
How he thought this through.
Yeah, how he thought this through.
He's missing a detail, but we'll get to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm wondering if he'll get there.
Yeah, he'll get there in a minute.
So,
You remember.
So it has to be in it has to be in a cycle.
What?
Where are they, Brock?
She's like creeped out.
Like, maybe I shouldn't have started with this guy.
I'll take you to them. I push a button.
All right.
A massive door opens up.
Oh, is it the waterfall door?
No.
Oh.
It's just a big stone door with hieroglyphics on it.
It's just that.
This door opens.
Dumbest.
And you know those, do you know those?
I'm trying not to laugh. But
like I'm trying to, I need to, we're going to take my helicopter. So.
No, Brock, we want to be stealth about this. The whole world.
This is a stealthy helicopter. Have you ever seen those weather helicopters?
Yes, like, everyone has.
Not that's one that I flies mean. This high.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying.
So we go in that, and then I'll take them to the destination.
Do you know how to ride that thing?
How to drive I've seen YouTube videos.
What's YouTube?
Oh my gosh.
It's the greatest intelligence in the entire world.
Jordan, if you do this, I will make you roll a d20. And that's all you get.
A 7.
Oh no!
You try to take off, and you immediately take a left turn, and you hit the helicopter on the side of the cave.
Oh.
And whoopee, I got 7!
Okay, I learned from my mistake, and I used the
other
helicopter.
No, you did! Explodes!
The other helicopter, did you hear me?
He has another one.
Just in case. 18, baby!
He gave himself helicopter advantage.
So,
just give him whatever he wants, man.
So he's I told
the story
him.
Austin.
So we were talking about it, and I was like, okay, because your character's rich, I'm going to give you kind of the freedom to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Biggest mistake.
Huge mistake.
I don't know, man. This has been pretty great.
All right. You learn. So, okay, let me finish.
From
this is what happens.
Mistakes.
This is what happens.
As
when
Iron
you crash
Man
your helicopter, she grabs you and teleports you away with her dagger.
Okay.
And like, then she goes, that was a bad idea. And then you said, let's use my second helicopter.
I think I know what I did wrong.
And this one looks like Peter Griffin.
He is a fan of the show.
We know. I am not shocked about that fact at all. Anyway, so you managed to take off and you go.
This All right. was much easier to operate.
Okay, and as you're going, you it do see that the corruption is taking over. So you guys won't notice, but the Fey Realm, it was taking over the whole, like, the planet, the realm itself. This time, it's taking the people, and they become kind of zombified around the area that you all guys are. Let's cut now to a few minutes earlier to see what Toby was doing.
All right. Toby had just gotten home from work. He lives in an apartment on the second floor. And once he got home from work, he went in and he let his dog out. And he was taking it for a walk around the block. And then he was just about home when he got this notification on his phone that everything was going, like the world was ending and that he was now wanted. I think that's everything that's happened up to this point.
I was really hoping that you were going to eat the pizza before going.
Toby gets back and there's a Domino's pizza.
Who keeps sending me
the expected Domino's pizza every month at the same time?
Toby's like, man.
I wouldn't either, dude. Can we talk about that? If they're just like, is once? Yes, but every month on the 13th? There's no way.
Toby gets
there's just
pizza.
No way.
Toby gets a pizza. He's like, oh, man, just like all, every time I get this. And he pulls out a slice and he gives it to the dog.
Do not give your dog pizza. That's a bad. Okay.
Some months where he's tracking the dog. Other months where he's actually.
He's like, that's weird. He hasn't left his apartment in like a. the whole month.
Toby.
I can't believe you got a dog involved.
And once in a while, when he runs super fast.
This guy should, like, sprinting for the Olympics or something.
He just runs in circles, too. Or, like, straight lines, they're, like, catching the ball. Okay, Toby, you see the news, you see the announcement, you see that you're a wanted man. What's going through your mind?
Toby starts to stress because he's well-known in his apartment complex. People know about him. And at first, he's in, like, disbelief. But I would think that, like, someone maybe recognizes him and starts sprinting towards him. And so that makes him freak out. And he, with his dog, they run into his apartment just like as quick as they can.
Okay. As you go back to your apartment, you do see the news is still on. And you do see that the corruption itself is starting affecting people and transforming people into these zombie-like creatures. And it's like spreading like a plague super fast. And that does terrify a little bit. And not just you watching the news, the whole world is thinking, this guy, these four guys, are my only key for me to be safe. They are my key to my salvation. And then you hear knocking on your door.
Okay, Toby, before he answers the door, because obviously everyone's trying to kill him, he's like, oh, it's time. And he runs into one of his rooms in the apartment And as he runs into the room, there are just 3D printers set up on all the walls of this room.
Yes!
This isn't quite as cool as what Brock did.
I 3D printed a helicopter.
Toby runs to the closet at the back of the room, and he's like, oh, okay. I've never been like brave enough to actually use this, but I guess it's time, good as any. And he opens the closet, and there's a 3D printed Master Chief armor.
Oh, you guys!
Oh, baby! Great minds think alike.
Toby has always been really interested in like cosplaying, but he's also way too scared to do it because he thinks it's embarrassing. And so he made this armor like over months and months, and like painted it and everything. It's still plastic. It's not actually like, you know.
The zombies don't know that.
But he puts it on, thinking it'd be like a good disguise. So he slips into it, and then he like just runs into his bedroom, locks the door, and he just like holds his dog quietly as someone knocks at the front door.
Okay. All right. So as the knocking gets louder, and you hear people screaming, "Toby, open the door! We just want to talk." Toby, we just want
to
talk.
I open the window in my bedroom to like the fire escape, and I just like dog. I have a small dog, by the way. I have a like a white crusty girl dog. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What?
you know the dog, the white. Never mind. Please explain.
No, please.
No, I know what he's talking about.
White crusty girl dog.
Yeah.
Google it.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
White crusty girl dog.
I know exactly. What are you talking about? It's the.
No, I know what he's saying, but I just don't understand how this girl dog can eat an entire pizza.
that's his issue with it.
I just gave him a slice of the pizza.
I got it.
Okay, so it's a one in eight chance that the chip ends up in the dog.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so he dog in one arm, he jumps on the fire escape and starts climbing down the ladder in his Master Chief outfit with his like helmet on, gets to the bottom, and then just starts like sprinting down the street.
Okay.
As the Warthog Run music plays in the distance.
I don't have a Batmobile.
Not yet, you don't.
So wait, you put on very conspicuous armor.
Here's the thing.
Running down the street.
By the way, this is a 3D printed armor. It's going to get hot so fast.
I just had to
you don't know
out.
Where I live.
I just expected Toby to be so much more intelligent. I'm like, wait a minute. This is the bar. This is the bar for intelligence in our party. I thought that it was. I kind of thought it was higher, you know?
But Toby does not do well in stressful situations.
Clearly. But okay, that's fine. So I'll assume he's better when he's not stressed.
Okay, so Toby, you're running down the street and you see a multitude of zombie-like creatures, humans, walking in your direction. What do you do? And by the way, this is how it looks like. There are people running, and the moment they touch someone, the corruption gets to them, and they like transform and they become corrupted themselves.
So I'm just like on a street.
Yeah, that's what you said, right?
Okay,
you jump out of your apartment, you run.
I look for like any open cars or any. Like,
wait, am I wrong?
This is why I was questioning the intelligence earlier. Keep going, please. I don't want to interrupt this. Keep going.
I'm just transitioning to the next thing, Danny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To the street.
So I look over to see if there's any like open cars. Like in apocalypse movies, I feel like there's cars with like doors open all the time. So I'm picturing that. And I just get into one car, throw my dog into the passenger seat, close the door, and I just try to drive through the crowd.
Wow.
Not well in stressful situations.
Let me just wait, are these people, just for my own information, are they dead or are they like just possessed?
Well,
to which
they
would
look like zombies.
So which they would be healed later on if they weren't out of hit by a vehicle.
In my mind, they were like they have been brainwashed.
Okay, but so they're still people, just they're under the influence.
All right.
If your question is that Toby's about to kill a ton of innocent people, the answer is yes.
Wait. Can I roll to see if I can avoid most
roll
people?
Roll for damage.
Sure.
I got a 10.
At least half the people
are fine.
Yes, half the people have broken limbs.
In true Master Chief style, he commits vehicular manslaughter.
I've got my little visor up. Like,
so you can see the death better.
So you're driving through... this crowd of zombified people, brainwashed people, I guess. What do you want to do next? You just want to keep going?
I'm like, all right. There's a lot of people in the city, obviously. I got to go somewhere where there's not people. I'm going to go. I'm just going to get on the freeway. I'm just going to drive to the sand dunes. There's not a lot of people out there. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. All right. And then I'll stop by a gas station on the way and I'll get some drinks and some food. Okay. I can do this.
Okay.
that's what he's thinking.
this is my logic is going. You did just run over all these people. In their mind, you're no good. They don't know.
Logical conclusion.
They don't know who you are, but you're no good. So you look behind you as you drive to the sand dunes and you see this like this possessed people just jumping and sprinting insanely fast and trying to like chase you down, and now this entire crowd is just following you.
Can I see if there's anything in the car to help me?
Roll me a d20. See how lucky you are.
7.
You find a pepper spray.
You're also in a Volkswagen Bug.
Wait. Didn't we say that he had keys to a car at one point?
No. The door was open because it was the apocalypse.
I know, but like...
Oh, yeah. We said he had a Tesla in the beginning.
I feel like... Okay, it's fine. Never mind. I won't go back there, but I feel like the keys should be
in
the car.
He didn't take his own car.
Oh, okay. I like that. Yeah. It's a Tesla.
See, I just saved your buns.
Thank you.
Continuity.
But you still have pepper spray.
I'm not sure if Teslas have keys. But
left from the last date.
And we also had the same problem when we started this, so it's okay. This Tesla has a key.
I look like someone who owns a Tesla?
Yeah, all man. Right,
well, if I'm in you a see Tesla, my car. If I'm in a Tesla, there's no way I'm not outrunning these guys.
They're very fast.
They're so fast. I don't care how quickly are they running. Are they running like 100 miles an hour? Because that's how fast I'm going.
It's like freakishly fast. It's not like
faster than Bolt fast?
So Usain Bolt is like, what, 35 miles an hour?
Is it 35?
I'm going to have to Google so many things right now.
No, sorry. What I'm trying to do is like this. Okay, so this is the lore of it.
Thought it was like unsent. 13.
When you that get corrupted by this thing, your everything about the human gets enhanced. So your strength, your speed, like the Steve, the guy who took over the White House, those gunshots at him, and he was able to just take everyone down. So these guys are like crazy fast. I'll say they are running 60 miles an hour.
Okay. I'm in a
Tesla. They're jumping. They're trying to catch up.
I'm in a Tesla. I'm going 100. I'm outrunning these guys.
If you're in a Tesla, you're going 60 in 1.98 seconds. So.
All right. So you do see them chasing you, but you manage to outrun them. Roman, the 20, tell me how many you have left. Tesla.
Oh, the battery? Nat 20, baby!
It's full charged.
That's a fully charged,
that's
baby.
A fully charged Tesla.
I don't know how much a Tesla
can be. They unlocked the Tesla miles, and so it lasts for much, much longer in case of emergency.
Okay. I'm like tearing up as I'm finally getting like
not sponsored by Tesla.
Not sponsored. Willing to be sponsored.
Yes.
Elon. I don't know, maybe.
Elon, we will teach our tree Eldering correctly.
I don't know about that one. You should edit that one out. Just teasing.
All right.
Go.
I guess I don't need to stop by a gas station. I start driving off.
Sponsor yet?
Canonically, Toby lives in Texas. Okay.
Okay.
And so he actually does stop by a gas station. He stops by a Bucky's because they sell guns at Bucky's.
They sell Texas. Everything at Bucky's. If we're going to get a sponsor, I want Bucky's.
John, do you know what's amazing about Bucky's? Bucky's is incredible. Everything at Bucky's. Everything. It's the perfect place to go when the world's ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually only like 80% sure they sell guns at Bucky's, but I'm going to go anyway.
I would put that up to 95% if I were
It's Texas, right?
It's Texas and...
Okay, so let me understand this correctly. You show up in a Tesla in Texas in a Master Chief costume, and you say, I want to buy guns.
No. You don't understand. You're totally misinterpreting this.
You're in the apocalypse.
I show up during the apocalypse. That Bucky's is empty. There's nobody
okay,
in there.
Okay, that's fair.
And I run in and I just grab guns.
Okay, Romedy 20, how many guns are there?
Who said anything about buying guns?
Not one!
Okay, there is...
Zero guns.
No, there's one BB gun. You get the gun. The food is all there, but the gun is just all gone. Just one BB gun.
What about like hunting knives or like?
That one, my guy. You're lucky to find a fork.
Okay, I fill up with as much food as I possibly can, and then I take the BB gun. I rip the little orange bit off the front, so it looks kind of like a real gun. Maybe it'll dissuade looters. And I get back in the Tesla, and I just start driving.
So as you're walking out, Buck is with all your food. You hear the sound of a helicopter.
Yes.
And then
wait. I want to create the scene.
Okay.
Can I be DM?
Yeah. Go be DM for a second.
So you hear. And it comes over, and then the wind starts going around him. You're holding your dog in one arm and your supplies in the other, and then you see a rope drop, comes down, right? A man, very stylish, comes down that rope. He comes down. He walks up to you.
No, you come down the rope?
I come down the rope.
Roll that 20.
I was hoping you'd do this.
3.
Fall down the rope. John was waiting for that.
But I have padding underneath that suit. Okay, so I flop.
Do you know when like in Thor Ragnarok when Bruce Banner just falls on the bridge?
I thought he was gonna stop it. I have great padding. Just like stop right.
It just goes.
All right, so
wait.
I was scared, but now I think I'm a little more at ease.
Okay, so I hit the ground. I'm like, oh, I roll over. I get up on my back and I look at you. Then I look at the dog and I go, what have they done to you? And I take the dog and I run over to the rope and I latch on and go back up to the helicopter.
And fly off.
And fly away.
I'm like, my dog! And I start shooting you with my BB gun.
The dog had the tracker and the world's going to crap. So, I mean, his mask was on. I didn't recognize him. There's so obviously obvious. Magic. Now my best friend has been turned into a canine.
Your best friend who does not remember you.
I got an 8. So she goes, is that Toby?
What have they done to him?
Wow.
What has your magic done?
All right, let's get out of here, I guess.
This we can resolve this.
He just stole
my dog. Let's go. It's just someone else.
He stole my dog.
The only friend you have in the world.
We can save this. We can save this.
We can save this. We'll save it.
I want it known that as they fly away, I'm following in the Tesla.
You have full charge.
I can follow you for like a couple hours.
You also have a tracker on your dog.
My dog's microchip because I'm a good pet owner, not because I'm feeding it Domino's.
So now I'm panicking because I don't know how to get him out of being a dog.
Is my dog like biting at him or anything? Like,
that's roll.
Hey, Jordan should roll animal handling, is what he should do.
Nat 20.
He's definitely biting you.
Toby, stop it. I'm throwing you out of this helicopter. This is for your own good.
You chuck the dog out of the helicopter.
I put him in the kennel.
Okay. Oh, there's a kennel in the helicopter.
I'm prepared for anything. I'm Batman.
Gosh dang it.
Ash is like, wrong choice. Okay, let's go now back to see what Jack was doing.
5 p.m. on Tuesday, preparing for the dinner rush at Schmolive Garden.
Schmolive Garden.
Jack is getting ready for his shift, about to bike into work. He starts at 6. And his phone starts alerting him. And he's like, oh, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for an Amber Alert or whatever this is.
Wait, you don't watch the broadcast?
He's riding his bike.
All right.
He's out of nature.
Yeah. An Amber Alert?
Yeah.
I don't have time to save a child. I don't have time for this Amber Alert.
Please pay attention to Amber Alerts.
Olive Garden calls.
I'm sure they would take us on as a sponsor as well.
Amber Alert?
Or all these podcasts much Amber Alert. Please save a child.
Uh,
But please, dude, it's important, guys. It happens for
Why
a reason.
Why are you laughing so hard?
It's important for a reason. You need to read it. If you can do something,
it is a
do
very
it.
Important public service.
It is.
I think we were talking about sponsored by Olive Garden, which we will take that if you're not already disgusted.
We love your breadsticks. You can pay us in breadsticks.
That gnocchi soup.
Yeah. Mm. All right, so you ride your bike.
Okay. I guess
now he's paying attention to the children.
Jordan, stop.
All right.
If it's playing out loud, he can hear it, probably. He would have his headphones in. Like any sane person riding a bike, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like I know anything about riding bikes.
All right, so you are riding your bike, you're in Nordella, so you don't know what's going on.
I would hear, like, the broadcast, I guess, like, in my ears as I'm biking, but I'm not watching, so whatever Eldritch Horror is showing up in the White House, Jack is like, man, this is some weird crap. Like, is War of the Worlds going on over there, or what?
Okay, so because of that, because Steve never says your name, he shows your picture, so I will say that you don't know that you're being haunted. Is that fair?
Yeah.
All right.
No idea.
So I'm going to roll that in the 20 to see if somebody recognizes you. That's a 7, so you're good so far.
Nice.
Where are you right now? Which state are you in?
Part of me wants to make it really far away so there's no chance of Toby getting there. I mean, depending on where you are in Texas, anywhere that isn't Texas.
Potentially 13 hours away.
Texas be big, man.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm in Dallas.
All right, so you're in Dallas.
Let's run it.
And you're just riding your bike and... You don't know that people don't recognize you. Mm-hmm. And as you're riding your bike, Jack, you do see the corrupt, brainwashed people, and you see there's like 5, and then they start touching, and there's 20. And they keep touching more people, and there's 40, 50, and the number starts growing, and you see this disgusting darkness just spreading all over you, and what you react.
I pull a 180 and nope, screw this, I'm going home.
Okay, and as you do this, a lot of people do this, so they're screaming. People are terrified. This is like people are running, and you have your bike, so you have like a little faster than most people. And we will say, because if you're somebody who goes use your bike to go to work every day, you're in very good shape. Mm-hmm. So I'll say you're flying, but then you look behind you, and like every good like zombie movie, these people, these corrupt people, these brainwashed people, they are they, as we established before, they run really fast. Mm. And the multitude is just absorbing, corrupting more people, and they're getting closer and closer to you.
You're riding that bike super fast if you're out running 60 miles.
He's not. Yeah, really? He's not outrunning them. Like I'm saying, he's getting closer to him.
Oh, okay.
Like, because there's people behind him, so that's kind of slowing it down a little bit, but he's getting closer and closer to you. You are in downtown Dallas, so there are buildings on your left, there's buildings on your right, you're on the main road, and this corruption is getting closer to you. What do you want to do?
I mean, I'm just going to be trying to get home, trying to get to my car.
To your car?
You have a car and you were riding a bike to work?
It's a fitness choice. It's a health choice.
I actually had a neighbor that
It's a healthy choice.
I ride a bike to work every day.
It's really?
I work at home.
Oh.
All of us are like, wow, that's impressive. Oh.
I mean, at the same time, Danny is the one that runs half marathons. So.
That is true.
Okay, let's go back to that. All right, so what do you want to do? Do you want to just keep going?
Yeah, I'm going to bike as hard as I can to get back to my
Okay, roll me a
D20.
15. Okay, so you don't know this, but then you hear Tesla coming from behind.
You don't hear Teslas, Danny.
You don't?
No, they're completely
sound
silent.
Quiet. They sound
okay.
They have a sound.
Kind of like an alien spaceship.
Yeah,
it's okay, but you do hear like body bumping, and then you see a Tesla, and inside there's a Master Chief guy driving the Tesla with a dog, and he barely misses you, and he just drives forward.
If he rolled low, were you going to let him hit him?
Yeah. He was one of the...
This is such a high-risk game.
When Toby rolled, he was one of them?
Like, I know we have plot armor, but I'm still really...
I have actual right armor. Master Chief armor.
Okay. Lucky you only rolled a 10.
You see that? And then what happens is that all the zombies that got hit, they start chasing after the Tesla.
Okay.
So you're in the clear now.
Successfully distracted them.
You're welcome.
What do you want to do now?
Assuming I get back to where I live and can get to my car, which is a contrary to the Batmobile and the Tesla, Jack drives a 1985 Chevy Silverado.
All sorts of sponsors on this episode, huh? All sorts of opportunities. Very good.
Chevy, Tesla, and Toyota. Remember, that's what his Batmobile was.
Okay.
Which is not a great car in present day.
Okay, what do? Are you prep? You just get in the car and book it? Did you grab anything?
Okay, so on the weekends, Jack goes to, like, LARPing things or, like, conventions and whatnot. He is very much a cosplayer with...
Wow,
quote,
I'm
unquote,
starting to see a theme here.
With quote-unquote real medieval armor in his...
You like, guys are all trunk. Idiots.
And we were all best friends
you
in high school.
You guys are all idiots.
You can see why we all became friends.
So he has, like, chainmail, hauberk, like, full chainmail armor... halberd back there, like...
The so funny thing is that you guys arrived on episode 1 with no armor, so now I have to figure out a way, like, how are they gonna lose that armor? But that's...
I'm just gonna get too sweaty at one point.
That's just gonna be my problem. Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Ash did disintegrate, so I would assume that, like, our stuff could disintegrate as well.
I mean, hey, I didn't say Jack put on the armor. They're just in the car, so he's just driving with the...
So he's just putting his finger back, and he's like...
Exactly. Have you seen Supernatural? You know how the trunk has like all the guns and stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's what I'm picturing. He's got an old car.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're driving. Are you going somewhere or are you just driving to get out of Dallas?
Yeah, I'm going to the sand dunes. Screw it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. It makes my life a little easier.
I don't know where the sand dunes outside of Dallas are, but that's where I'm going.
Here's a little bit of lore that no one knows about. When we were all in high school, we came up with a plan. If the world was ever invaded, where would we meet up?
Gavin once said...
The sand dunes.
There's no sand dunes where we live.
In Texas, there are sand dunes.
Oh, you're talking about you guys.
Not us.
Oh.
Pretty sure ours was like Costco or something.
No one will be going to Costco.
Yeah, in an apocalypse, who would go to the wholesale retailer?
Okay, so you're driving to the sand dunes.
Yep.
Okay, so as you get to the sand dunes, you do see a man, a Master Chief man, the same one who saved you, shooting a BB gun at a helicopter and saying, "You return my dog!" And... and what you want to do is you see the man who saved your life before.
I think for some flavor here, I take off my helmet as I shoot at the helicopter to get like better.
Because you don't see anything.
I can't see anything under the helmet.
Yeah.
I was really hoping you would stay on your bike so that I could just hook it.
You would have made you roll for that again.
And that's the story of how Jack died.
That's how Jack got skewered like a pig upside down from a helicopter.
Okay, so you do see, and you do recognize that's your friend, Toby, from high school.
Yeah, I see him every once in a while at conventions.
I'm never cosplaying at the conventions, but I go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, I think that's the Master Chief costume he's mentioned a couple times, but never actually wanted to wear?
I'm very proud. If you want my attention, you're going to have to get it, because I'm shooting at a helicopter.
With a BB gun.
some overweight Batman just stole my dog.
Okay, but also... I mean, I mean, so the helicopter is silent, right?
No, it's a helicopter.
No, he mentioned that it was like a...
Yeah.
He mentioned it was a stealth helicopter.
It was a quote-unquote weather helicopter. Whatever on Earth that means.
Look, meanwhile, look, I'm going
to
be honest.
Okay, have you guys never seen a weather helicopter?
We like, do have to do Gavin's bit. We have 15 minutes in this episode.
And, it's
and
all,
nothing happened.
It's all gold. So much has happened.
Think of all the shirts, potential sponsors.
The world told you guys, you're about to die. And the first thing the three of you do is like, oh, did you get my armor on?
Hey, I didn't get my armor on. I got to my car that
had the armor.
My armor in.
All right. Sorry, but yeah,
it's called being prepared. I'm a Boy Scout.
Real quick, Danny, you would run into a zombie apocalypse wearing just normal clothes.
Like, come on.
You're not going to put on, like...
You put armor on, Danny?
If you had even plastic armor, you wouldn't put on the armor. You're like, I'm just going to run into the zombie crowds wearing my capri shorts. Yeah, sure.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my favorite Nate monologue, though. I want that entire thing printed on a mug.
Would you run to Zamapakas?
The whole thing, everything he just said, line for line, on a mug.
It reminds me of that, just like, she's the Wicked Witch of the West!
Yeah. Same vibes. All right, so you see Toby. You walk into him. What do you want to do?
I mean, I'm driving an 85 Chevy, so I mean, I'm not a quiet car, unlike someone's alien vehicle.
Well, Toby, I'll let you do this. You see this, you hear someone honking you. What do you want to do?
I look over. Do I recognize it's Brock?
Jack.
Perception, Jack.
Sorry, Jack.
No, they see each other. We established it. They see each other.
Oh, they saw each other? Okay. No, he saw him. He didn't see him.
Well, he honked at me, so I look over, obviously.
I will say, this is the same car Jack drove in high school.
Mm. Okay. It's definitely Jack.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Counter-argument, Toby several times has mentioned how he's not good under pressure, so.
All right, Nate, roll me to 20.
If you put a BB in my windshield,
six.
I swear to...
What do you want to do then?
Let's shoot at the windshield with my BB gun, so it's not going to do a lot.
He thinks this is his friend's zombie.
I scream and I shoot BBs into the windshield.
Another crack in the windshield.
It's a strong BB gun.
It's at this point I notice that it is actually Jack. And I'm like, Jack, you're not going to believe this. I know this helicopter showed up and an overweight Batman stole my dog. And the world's out to kill me and you, I think.
What?
Did you not see the broadcast?
No, I was on my way to work. I heard that Amber Alert.
Okay. Get in my car. I am, no offense. I think my car's gonna run a little better. I have a full charge. Get in the Tesla. Grab your stuff. We gotta go after the dog.
Yeah, okay. Jack runs to the back and pulls out full set of chainmail armor and a helmet.
Yes.
And a halberd.
I open up the frunk.
The
thing that's as big as a watermelon.
Unfortunately, the halberd is not going to fit in the...
Put it in the back seat.
It's sticking out of the back window.
It's like across the whole thing. Oh,
that's not going to end well.
All right.
We get in the car and we start chasing after the helicopter.
Okay, I would like to say that now I'm confused, because now the car that is chasing me also has a tractor
at that
point.
I'm very excited when that works out.
Okay.
Well.
Your move, man.
Next, I guess we'll do Kevin.
So, to prep you, Mr. DM.
That's not a good sign.
Gavin is currently located in a town called Wimberley, Texas.
Okay.
Wimberley is exactly 230 miles away from Dallas.
Oh, and
my. 3 hours and 50 minutes. So,
okay.
I just want you to be ready
to figure that
out.
Funny enough, for you, for some reason, I have something like that planned.
Okay, good. I just wanted to prep you with the travel time so that, like, one day when people listen to this, they're like, the heck? No, they didn't get from Dallas to Wimberley.
All right.
And especially without stepping in, like, five Buc-ee's. Okay.
So, Gavin, tell us what's going on with you.
So I'm going to add a little bit more detail through the day from the beginning. The reason
that's
being
fine
is because I want you all to understand why Gavin smells so bad.
Oh,
I'm prepared.
I'm so interested in this story, actually.
I think it'll be great. Okay. So basically, it's Tuesday, right? That's where we're today. Okay. So before the sun's even up, there's this, it's quiet in the studio apartment, and Gavin is up and he's doing yoga, and he's doing it for about 30 minutes, about a half an hour. And then he does an hour of meditation, just like solidly in the middle of his apartment.
I'm going to be honest. He lives in a studio apartment. I thought he lived in the woods.
Nope. He lives in a studio apartment. So let's keep going with that. He then showers and brushes all of his hair and his teeth. He puts on a dusty old t-shirt and some khaki pants. And then he puts on a bunch of different oils into his beard.
Like essential oils?
Very surprising. Essential oils.
Okay.
When they sponsor us, we'll tell which one it is.
I don't want to not know.
No.
In his breakfast bowl, he's got some buckwheat with some raisins and a banana. And then he feeds Alice, his orange tabby cat, and Bernard, his shaggy mutt dog. And then he just grabs his Walmart employee uniform before heading out the door. And he has to walk everywhere he goes. It's more of a choice thing. He doesn't really want to pay for a car.
Yeah, I get that.
As he's going by, he stops by the community garden. It's very early. He'll be to work later. But he sees Romero Dominguez, who is an old gentleman who volunteers all of his time at the local community garden. And he's trying to unload a bunch of fertilizer in the garden. So Gavin stops and helps him unload all the fertilizer for the community garden before he continues on. He had a great conversation with Romero the whole time. And then, unfortunately, now he smells of fresh manure.
It all makes sense.
As he's walking down the road, with a little bit of time to spare, he notices little Rashad, who is a local refugee boy, in the gutter next to a...
Why are you laughing at Jordan?
I don't know. He leans in to ask Rashad what's wrong. And he says there's a cat down there. Gavin pulls a small pouch of treats out of his pocket, from his thigh pocket in his khakis, obviously. Which he forgot to take out last night. He meant to give them to Alice, but what she doesn't know won't hurt her, so it's fine. He lures that scared animal out by sticking his arm deep into the gutter well. The gutter well is wet from the stream of water coming from a nearby sprinkler, and so Gavin is now covered in the muddy runoff, and he pulls this cat out. Rashad makes him take the cat to the local vet because he's really worried about it, and Gavin doesn't want him to be worried. He's got a lot going on in his life, that poor little guy.
Oh my gosh, Gavin's the best of us.
So as Gavin arrives to work 15 minutes late, the general manager for the Walmart, Sanjay, comes out. I'm going to show you. This is a picture of Sanjay, just so everybody has.
Oh my, that's not what I expected, honestly.
And we'll be posting that on Discord.
Sanjay arrives to work, and I'm going to do this. And if it's super offensive, you can figure this out later. I'm just going to try to do Sanjay's voice. He's an Indian man. But he wags his finger and then he taps his very expensive gold watch. And then he looks at Gavin and he says, "A Rolling Stone collects no mass, Gavin, and you have rolled in much too late."
That's pretty good. It's okay if anyone's upset because John's actually Indian.
I am not.
Yeah. That was a funny accent. He's not being rude.
Yeah, I'm not. That's just his accent.
Not being rude.
Here's how he talks. And then, of course, Gavin smiles and he bows and says, "Thank you for the wisdom, Guru Sanjay." Gosh, Sanjay rolls his eyes and he says, "You are filthy again. You're lucky people trust someone covered in dirt to work at the garden center to know what they are talking about. You should shower more."
You're a dirty boy.
And then he's going to turn to head to the time clock. Sanjay will bark at him one more time. He said, "Oh, and it is delivery day. Crystal is out back waiting in the truck." Gavin's going quicker now because he heard the crystals out there.
Crystal's out there. He's gonna.
Yeah. He'd forgotten it was delivery day, so he brushes himself off the best he can. He runs his fingers through his hair. He's checking himself in the reflection of those fire extinguisher cases that are just kind of, you know, on the wall. It's right next to those sliding doors that go into the garden center. And then a truck has already backed into the dock. He unlocks the gate and pulls it open, and Crystal comes out and smiles. Gavin finishes working for the day. It's a lot of, like, arduous labor. He's got to carry a lot of stuff. He's just sweaty. I mean, the guy reeks at this point, right?
Yeah.
He's sweaty, really covered hard in manure from before his day even began.
Yeah. So the fact that Crystal talked to Gavin and she's like, kind of like, "Hey, let's hang out after, even though I'm leaving this job," Gavin must have some crazy game.
Okay. Yeah, really?
The people who have the best game are the ones that don't think they have game.
A little backstory on this.
So I don't Gavin, think I got any game.
Gavin is just incredibly nice.
Yeah.
And the problem is that Crystal is super nerdy, actually. Like, she studies botany at the local college.
Oh.
And she just loves plants, and she does not like people very much. And she met Gavin because she does deliveries at this store.
Oh, okay.
And she has to talk to him. Right? And so over time, they just become friends. And that's okay. Where it's at.
Oh, I like that.
So it's been like 3-ish years that's nice. Of this, right?
Yeah. Okay. So guys, this is how you do a fun backstory.
I really like Brock's backstory.
I'm kidding. Everybody did great today.
I just had to work really hard to make Gavin's interesting, okay? No. So he's gonna clock out of work. He's gonna be walking down the street, and he's gonna pass by one of the only remaining Radio Shacks in the entire country. And
did you do research on that? Is that
no? Where it's not. It Sorry, located? Wimberley does not have a Radio Shack. I am pretty sure, but in this fantasy thing we're doing, it does. And he's gonna look through the window, and he's gonna see some discount cell phones hanging, and he's gonna think to himself, maybe I should buy one of those because he's thinking about
yeah.
And there happens to be some TVs, you know how they do, like in
on Walmart.
And it's playing like a American football game on the TV, and suddenly it fizzes out, and that's when
the broadcast happens.
The broadcast happens, yeah.
So you see this grippy man, and he says he wants to kill you. Your picture shows up. How you react? How you feel?
At this point, Gavin is terrified. Because he has no idea why. He's really confused. He's just going to start running because he doesn't think he's safe to go back home right now.
Okay, so Gavin, because you established before that you do talk to a lot of people, you're a very friendly man. I will say the people know you. Not in like, oh, it's Gavin, like, he's Gavin, the nice guy, the guy who works at Walmart. Like, you know how you recognize the greeters at Walmart too? Like, I always see those guys. I'm assuming Gavin's the guy who always trying to help people. So sadly, people do know who you are.
Yeah.
And because of that, once you start running, people do notice that. Mm-hmm. And again, like I emphasize, after the announcement happened, that's when the corruption happened. People get afraid. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite quotes from the Man in Black is that a person is smart, but people are stupid. Mm. And once I see you running and they see the news of this, the end of the world is happening, they freak out and they start chasing after you. So while the rest of the party had to take care of zombies and people that were brainwash, you have to worry about actual people chasing you down. What you want to do? You're running and you see people like, Gavin, come on, man. You can help me, Gavin. Just turn yourself in and me and my family will be safe. Come on.
Gavin would actually be considering this, but just on pure instinct would just keep running because of the fact that, like, he's worried he's going to die. They just said they're going to kill him. So he's running.
Well, Well, you said he was that kind of like a personal person. So all of a sudden he has a million people's eyes on him. Yeah. And I'm sure that makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's being chased by people. He's scared, right? He's running away. And, you know, it's what he's doing. He's running, man.
He's running and people are chasing him with their cars. And you see, so you're running down the road, Gavin. You see a few alleyways. You see a few buildings. What's your strategy? Just going to run straight? What do you want to do?
Gavin is actually going to see if he can weave into an alleyway, find his way out into like the woods, and maybe get to like a body of water, like a river, and like get into the river to like hide.
Okay, so you go to the alleyway, people following you, and there is a little like fence. Roll me a d20 to see if I'm able to jump it.
Oh, shoot. That's a 6.
You try, and you get stuck, and people are like, Gavin, come on. And then, I'm sorry, dude, it's not personal, but if you are a ticket to salvation, it has to be done. And as people start like getting closer to you, you hear honking and you see this big truck just running over people and people jump out of the way and you see Kristen saying,
Gavin, get in the truck!
And Gavin will just scramble and run and jump into
to the truck?
Into the truck. Yeah. Yeah, he'll get in the passenger seat. And Crystal peels out and hits people. Is that what that noise was?
That's what it was. She's driving, dude. She's like adrenaline rush right now.
Also, okay, there's zombies.
Yeah, it's true.
What the heck is going on?
Crystal, is that actually you? Can you like touch your face?
Yes. Hi. What is happening?
I don't know. I was just sitting at the Radio Shack, and then I saw on the TV, people are trying to kill me, Crystal. What's going on? I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm kind of freaked out.
How did you know where to find me?
I just saw the crowd of people, and then I saw your luscious hair.
You really like my hair? He's gonna like touch
it. Hey, that's not the point.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we need to get out of here, somewhere far away.
Where should we go?
I can't think of.
Do you need stuff like scissors and a razor? Cut your hair, maybe.
Crystal, I'm never cutting my hair.
Don't
be ridiculous.
It.
That's a very good idea, though.
Okay, what about, I don't know if I have enough gas in my truck.
We're going to have to go north towards where my dad is from Dallas. If we can get to Dallas, he can help us.
Okay, and that's like a 3-hour drive from here?
Yeah.
So, are we going to go together, or do you want me to come with you?
Crystal, I don't think that I can involve you in this. That doesn't seem fair to you. I really appreciate you saving me, but you should probably get safe.
Do you have your own car?
No.
Heston looks at the car like, oh,
I don't.
So do we need to break into one?
Oh. I don't. That's illegal. Crystal.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just coming up with ideas. It seems like the end of the world out there.
Oh, man. Can I borrow your truck? If I make it out alive, I will return my truck.
Okay.
Thanks, Crystal.
Maybe just drop me off at my house. Oh, well, I'm driving, so I will... take us to my house, because nobody really knows our relationship.
Our relationship?
Like, knows that we're co-workers.
Right, co-workers.
So, I'll drive us to my house, and then from there, I guess you can just continue on to your dad's.
Thanks, Crystal. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
And then they drive on to Crystal's place and swap drivers. And
Do you say anything, Evan? Do you say goodbye to her? Like, what do you do before you go?
Give her a lock of your hair.
Gavin goes, if I make it back alive, which I really hope I do, I promise to come visit your nursery.
Okay, and don't forget to bring my truck back.
Right, your truck. I'll bring back your truck, I promise.
All right, good luck.
And then Gavin peels out.
All right.
So Gavin will keep driving up the road, but obviously it's going to run out of gas.
Okay, so you run out of gas, Gavin, and I'll say you can drive like an hour and a half.
Okay.
So you are halfway to Dallas at this point. You did manage to, again, where you were, the corruption brainwashed people were not there yet. Mm-hmm. But as the car stops, what do you want to do? What's your choice?
Gavin gets out of the truck and puts his like face in his hands. He's like, oh no, I'm going to die. And I'm never going to return Crystal's car. And I'm going to be in so much trouble, but I'm also going to be dead.
He's just going to, like, stand there
and be, like, rubbing his face and, like, so worried because he's never had this much stress in his life.
Okay, and as you're stressing out, you hear the loud noise of a weather helicopter.
Wait a second. What came up when you searched weather helicopter?
Like a full-size standard helicopter. But it was red.
So it works out perfectly.
Weather helicopter.
Is that bigger than a normal helicopter?
That's bigger than a normal helicopter.
Yeah, this is like they could fly this close to a tornado.
Okay.
Helicopter.
Cool. So it's very loud. Not stealthy at all. Nope.
I was really expecting it to be like a 2-passenger and I was having to like squish in.
This is like a 6-person helicopter.
Yeah. And you also see, you don't hear because I guess Taz don't make noises, but you see headlights and you hear the sound of BB guns being shot. And then you are in, and then as you see this, at this point, I'm assuming that, well, you said, Kurt, that you don't eat the pizza. So Brock doesn't have the track on you.
I do not eat the pizza. It's
no,
got cheese.
I don't have a track on him.
Yeah.
But I'm going to it.
He's heading to his neighbor's house.
Yeah. And as that happened, Gavin, you are sitting in the street. You see this car flying, driving really fast. What do you want to do to this car? Do you want to ask for a ride? Do you want to just step out of it?
I'm going to just be really straight up with you right now. There's no reason that Gavin would want anyone to see him at this point.
Oh, that's fine.
So he's going to try to hide.
Okay.
We're on like an interstate. Where are you hiding?
Roll 20.
That's a 9.
Okay, so you just roll over to the side. People can still see you.
He's like in the little ditch on the side.
Toby, since you, Toby and Jack both roll me roll 20.
Here's the thing, though.
If you can spot.
Keep in mind that when we first saw each other after our memories were erased, like, we didn't recognize him.
You also lost all your memories.
Yeah, we had no memories.
No, but we didn't. We had memories up to that point, and then we lost it. So we
because he looks so different from high school.
Oh, exactly. Okay. So you guys wouldn't naturally.
So you do see him, but you don't recognize him.
Yeah. Is he, like, in the road? Like,
yeah, he's outside the road.
Like, can I just drive past him?
Yeah.
I don't know why I would stop.
All right, you drive past him.
Aced it.
Yeah. But then, as you make this crazy loud noise, you see five big corruption humanoids jump up the air and they attack the helicopter. And they start punching the helicopter and they start taking parts away. So roll me a d20 of disadvantage because the helicopter is being destroyed.
Okay. You can't just pull out my
good thing it's
my
a
bat humanizing spray. What?
It's a spray that turns bats into humans.
12.
Unfortunately, it won't help you.
Unfortunately, the helicopter is going down.
No! Martha! Just kidding. No.
Take that, bat!
Wait. You're about to die. And you say Martha?
Have you not seen Superman?
I have. Yeah, I know the reference.
These will be my last words.
I'm going to reference a very okay movie.
It's like almost okay.
Yeah, you know,
like a seven. Very okay. It teeters on okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
six or a seven.
Huh?
I say it was a six or a seven.
Yeah.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
As you say Martha, Ash goes, not again. And she grabs you and she jumps out and she uses her cloak and she's able to control wind and you guys are able to land right underneath.
And I reach out and I go, Toby! Yes!
My dog! Dog!
Not the dog.
It's in the kennel!
Someone roll a dex save for the dog.
Okay, I've got roll.
Can we use this 20 D?
Huh?
Can we use this D20 for the dog?
It's all 20.
Oh, that's 20.
Please tell me the dog got better than a nat 1.
19. Okay, so she does bring a dog with her.
How though? I need step by step on.
Okay, so she grabs you. Hand. She grabs you because she already established she can carry for one hand.
Okay.
And then she grabs, she used the axe and she used the second part of the axe that which allows her to use like a fire slash. She cuts the cannon open, she grabs the dog and she jumps out. Okay. And then she used the cloak second ability to control the wind to ease your fight.
A lot of mechanics went into saving a dog. I just want to just let us know. We care. We really care. We are not going to let a dog die.
John, do you think that?
We killed a lot of people in this episode, but we will not be killing
a dog. We are not going to stoop as low as killing
kill
a dog.
Dog. Yeah.
Yeah.
John, do you think it's possible that my dog is also in the Forgotten Realms? And we just don't know.
He just left. He just walked
up. Woke up and just wandered into the woods.
He's morphed into like a griffin that helps us later on in the campaign.
My hope actually is that he just like gets into Crystal's truck and waits there for her to come get her truck back.
Dog's gonna die.
But as you lay down, you guys manage to stay in the middle of the road now, and then you see a Tesla driving in your direction.
I'm shooting BBs at him.
Okay, Roman, that's the 20.
12.
You hit him.
What? You're a big target.
Can't I roll?
Okay, roll me then.
Oh boy, can you roll?
What did I get?
What is that?
A 9.
Okay, he hits you. But it doesn't kill you. It just...
Well, he can't kill me. I have armor on.
Me too, fucker.
But it hurts.
It's a BB gun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a BB gun.
All right.
Stand back, Toby. I'll take care of this.
I want to do like a cool maneuver. Can I roll first?
Yeah.
How cool it ends, I think.
It's another 12.
Okay. I try to like hit the brakes and swerve around him, but it's not that good of a roll. So I like... I like keep swerving and I hit the truck that's parked on the side of the road.
Gavin goes, oh no.
Yeah, Gavin, this happened 3 feet from you.
You just see Gavin's face just like
helicopter
go pale.
Burn.
Now okay. The truck isn't like badly damaged because it wasn't that bad a roll.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're both scratched for sure. And I do not care about that. I get out of the car and I'm pointing the BB gun at, I'm assuming Ash is holding him still.
Yeah.
I'm pointing it at Ash and I'm like, drop the dog. And I don't have my mask on anymore, so you should very clearly
okay,
see
now
him.
I know who he is.
But I can't see who you are because you're wearing a
well,
mask.
Ash recognizes, goes, and she looks, he goes, that's Toby.
What I do is, so I'm sure it's one of those standoff moments where it's like very intense, right? Where it's like, drop the dog. And I'm like, put my hands up in the air and I walk slowly towards him. I'm like, Toby, you're not going to believe this.
You're an idiot.
I get right next to him and I pull off my mask.
Keeping in mind, about 5 feet from Toby is Jack with a halberd. aimed at Batman here.
No. It's Jack trying to get the halibur out of the car that crashed into the truck.
It's like stabbed the into the truck.
It paled into the truck.
At this point, I think Gavin, looking up from the ground, would realize that those are the other three guys.
Yes.
That were photoed. And he does recognize them from high school. And he stands up and he goes, you guys, do you know what's going on?
Sure don't.
Listen, homeless sir, I'm kind of in the middle of something. This kid, this Batman dude just stole my dog.
No, I revealed myself.
I don't recognize
at this point.
You.
You do recognize me.
You gained a lot of weight.
You gained weight since high school.
Of course you recognize it. All four of us were in the picture.
What?
They're trying to kill us.
Oh, the broadcast?
The broadcast.
Okay, listen, sympathetic, but I don't know you, and I don't know you. I know him who has the halberd stuck in this truck, and I want my dog back. Nobody has to get hurt here. Just give me back Hercules, and then we can leave.
The dog's name was Hercules.
Okay, the four of you, just take a very brief. The four of you are being hunted down by an evil force. And I don't know what it is. I don't know it's bad. And if this force wants you dead, it's because it needs it for something. And I'm here to save you, all four of you. And she removes her cloak, and you see that she's a tiefling.
Whoa!
I was gonna ask how you guys
put your hands up. Oh!
Yeah. So Gavin's like, what are you? Who are you?
My name is Ash. Nice. I'm from a different realm. A realm where there's magic. And my magic is running low. The longer I stay here, I lose more of my powers. I need you to get you guys out of here as soon as possible.
Please, and thank you.
Okay, now let's go to the Bifrost.
For listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh's Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
I have been suspicious that someone's been out to get me for like a while now. This pizza keeps showing up at my house. and I think they're trying to poison me. But obviously, that person doesn't know that I'm a vegan, clearly, so they don't know me. So I've just been dropping it off at the door right next door. I just knock on his door every night and leave it there.